From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Hurricane Ike is moving away from Cuba after blowing across the island Monday and yesterday. Ike claimed at least four lives there and destroyed structures in historic areas of Havana. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Daniel Melendez says the storm has weakened but could get stronger as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico.
The system is going into favorable conditions over the Gulf. It should be there by right in the middle of the Gulf by Thursday afternoon, and we expect it to reach a Category 3 by then.
Melendez says forecasters still can't say for certain where Ike will come ashore. He says Florida will feel some effects of the storm, although it's not expected to make landfall there. During a speech in Virginia yesterday, Barack Obama said that John McCain claiming the mantle of change was like trying to put lipstick on a pig. Now the McCain campaign is demanding that Obama apologize to GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. More from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Obama said McCain's claim that he was the change candidate was merely empty words. You can put lipstick on a pig, said Obama, but it's still a pig. You can wrap an old fish in a piece of paper called change, but it's still going to stink after 8 years. Now the McCain campaign contends that Obama was really calling Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin a pig. The charge was leveled by the head of a newly minted Palin Truth Squad, former Republican governor of Massachusetts, Jane Swift. She said Obama's words were obviously aimed at Palin because of the Alaska governor's widely quoted remark at the convention that the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull was lipstick. Putting lipstick on a pig is a common expression that Obama's used before, for example, last year in criticizing the Bush administration's Iraq policy. John McCain also used the expression last year in condemning Hillary Clinton's health care plan. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The price of oil has begun to rise again after an unexpected change of mind by OPEC. Larry Miller has this report from London.
The oil producers cartel OPEC says there is now overproduction and it'll be cutting output by 520,000 barrels a day. Statements from members before their Vienna meeting strongly suggested production would remain at current levels despite 30% less demand due to the global economic slowdown. In July, the price hit a record of more than $147 a barrel. Yesterday, it was selling for around $100. After the OPEC decision to cut output, the price rose more than $4 in Asian trading. The production cuts will hit within the next 40 days and bring output to late 2007 levels of around 29 million barrels a day. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Oil prices are higher today. U.S. light crude is up by 49 cents to $103.75 a barrel. This is NPR News. North Korea has denied that its leader, Kim Jong-il, is not well, following speculation about his health. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Pyongyang is wheeling out its big guns to deny reports its leader Kim Jong-il is unwell. The North Korean number two, Kim Yong-nam, told Japan's Kyodo news agency there was no problem. Another senior diplomat said the reports were a conspiracy plot. Speculation about the reclusive leader's health intensified when he failed to attend a parade to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the communist state. A U.S. intelligence official said Kim Jong-il may have suffered a stroke, but South Korean officials have emphasized that the reports are unconfirmed. The 66-year-old leader has been rumored to have been in bad health for some time, but there are as yet no signs he's designated a successor, raising fears of a possible power vacuum. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The world's largest particle collider went into operation today. It fired the first protons in the next great step to understand the makeup of the universe. The protons were sent into the accelerator below the Swiss-French border. The $3.8 billion large collider has been under construction since 2003. Scientists are hoping that it will provide the necessary power to smash components of atoms so they can see how they are made. Today's startup has been awaited by some 9,000 physicists around the world who will conduct the experiments. Some skeptics have expressed concern that the collisions of protons could eventually endanger the Earth. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.